It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're back together again. I have two things to show you today. One of them I can play, and the other I can't do very well. Here's the one I can play. Yeah. Well, here's the one that I don't do very well. It's called a yo-yo. Never have been able to make a yo-yo work very well. I'll try it anyway. You know, some people can make them go up and down and around, and try once more. Look, it just sits down there. Is there anything that you have in your life that you can't make work very well? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Marlon Barnett. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you ready for some exercises?
Sure. Inside or out?
Let's come out here.
Good. Incidentally, I've been trying to work a yo-yo, never been able to make it work right.
That's not one of my talents either.
It isn't.
No, I think that's something you have to really practice.
That's for sure. Well, we'll practice our exercises.
That's good. I have some big and little exercises for you today.
All right. Right. Arms out.
Arms out. Okay. And this is great because we always have to warm up muscles. Start little circles.
Little circles.
You're going backwards and I'm going forwards, and you can go either way.
I should go the way you're going.
Hold the shoulder muscles down or warming them up. Now let's try it going backwards. That's the way you started. Now the muscles are warm. Let's make them bigger.
Okay.
Let's take it forward.
Whoa, we're flying.
Feels like flying.
Uh-huh.
Now let's take it backwards.
Oh, you're such a good teacher.
That's great. You're a good student. That's great. How does that feel?
I can really feel it right in there.
Good. You know, Fred, I was thinking, I have a student who is really great with the yo-yo.
Really?
Would you like to meet him?
Oh, I would.
Okay, I'll see if he can come over later on.
Great. I'd like to meet him very much.
Okay, I have to get back to class.
Good. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marlon. Little. And then big. She is a really good teacher. Well, let's go inside. We need to feed the fish. Take the yo-yo to the fish. There you are, fish. Yeah. I think it's time for some make-believe. We'll just use the model. There's the castle. The trolley. There's the factory and the tree. You know, these are models of the places that we make believe about. And model is a little thing which looks like a big one. There's Daniel's clock. This little trolley is a model of the big trolley, which goes through the tunnel into the neighborhood of make-believe. So shall we just pretend something about yo-yos and little and big exercises and all sorts of things in the neighborhood of make-believe. You ready? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Let's try that big one. And that little one?
Prince Tuesday, neighbor Ava.
Hi, Mayor Maggie.
I don't want to interrupt your exercise time.
No, not at all. We've just about finished, haven't we, Tuesday?
You play that keyboard very well, Prince Tuesday.
Thanks, Mayor Maggie.
Well, I have a meeting with the king, so I thought I'd make this delivery on the way.
Oh, who is it for?
Can you read the name on the address?
C. R. Aber, Westwood neighbor.
Oh. It's for me?
Yes, it arrived just a little while ago. Speedy delivery.
Thank you very much.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
Do you want me to?
We certainly
yes,
do.
All right.
What is it?
It's a yo-yo.
A yo-yo? Mm-hmm. Do you know how to yo-yo?
Not well at all. Do you want to try it?
Oh, no, thanks. I guess Westwood's not a yo-yoing place.
That's for sure. How about you, Tuesday? Would you like
to try it? Oh, I surely would.
All right. Here. Let me help you get it on your finger.
Thanks, neighbor Aber.
You're welcome.
Mayor Maggie, will you please hold my keyboard?
Certainly.
Thank you. I like this.
Wow, you are a real expert with a yo-yo.
It's just natural for me somehow.
We all have different talents. One of yours is certainly yo-yoing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time for my meeting with the king.
I think Tuesday and I ought to show some of the other neighbors how well he yo-yos. Want to, Tuesday?
Sure. See you later, Mayor Maggie.
See you later.
Thanks for the delivery.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Had you planned to play a little song for me?
I'm taking care of this for Prince Tuesday.
Where is that son of mine?
He and neighbor Aber are showing some talents to others.
Well, suppose we show my talent to the world.
How so?
You shall play rowing your boat down the stream music, and I shall sing the kingly word. Lovely. Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 existence is but an illusion.
Those are very big words.
They suit me perfectly. Enough of our little frivolity. We must discuss big matters. You may follow me to the B room.
The B room?
B for big.
Of course.
We will return to this garden when neighbor Aber and Tuesday themselves return.
Very good. I see them over at Daniel's clock right now.
Fine. You may come with me, Mayor Maggie.
To the bee room.
To the bee room.
Oh,
Wow, you're really good at that, Tuesday.
Oh, it's fun to do. But would you show Neighbor Aber your favorite trick?
Oh, it's not a very fancy trick.
But it's yours.
Do you want to see my little trick, Neighbor Aber?
Oh, I surely do.
Okay. Cover your eyes.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
You ready?
Are you ready? Cover your eyes. Okay. You can look now.
Where's Daniel?
That's his trick.
He can disappear?
Yes.
But can he come back?
Oh, sure. Just cover your eyes again.
Okay.
Okay, Daniel, you can come back now.
Here I am.
What a great trick. Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie. Is she part of the trick, too?
Oh, no. Hi, Mayor Maggie.
Greetings to all of you. Oh, I'm sounding like the king.
How was your meeting?
It was fine, but short. I told the king about Prince Tuesday's yo-yoing, and he wants to see it right away.
The king is waiting.
Guess we'd better go.
See you later, Daniel.
Thanks for your trick, Daniel.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Aha. So, assembled subjects and son, I presume?
Correct as usual, Daddy.
Friday.
Now, what is this about yo-yoing, Tuesday?
Oh, it just comes naturally to me, Daddy.
You may show me, son.
Okay.
I shall do it.
Here, I'll help you take it off, Tuesday, and give it to your dad.
Thank you.
Yes, well, now, are you all prepared to see a king do a yo-yo?
Oh, yes,
yes, Daddy.
Yes, very well. We shall begin. Fanfare, please.
Always happens to me, King Friday.
I'm the big king and Tuesday's the little prince. I can't understand the disparity in this performance.
It's Tuesday's natural ability.
Enough said. I shall make the following decree. Yo-yos are outlawed in this neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh. No yo-yos here?
That's what I'm saying.
But... Daddy, it's fun.
No buts about it. No yo-yos here. Here, take this, Tuesday, and dispose of it.
Just because King Friday couldn't yo-yo well, he said nobody could play with them. Huh. That's just not fair, is it? Just because he couldn't do it doesn't mean that other people shouldn't have some good times with them. Now we'll make believe more about that next time. Daniel's clock. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Maybe it's Marlon Barnett coming back with the yo-yo. Oh no, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Here's the tape you wanted, how people make wooden yo-yos.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I wanted to show them. I've been using yo-yos. Can you stay and watch it with us?
Well, I wish I could, but I'm extra busy today. However, this paper will tell you about what you're seeing when you watch it.
Oh, I see. So as we watch this, I'll read this.
That's right. And after you've watched it, open this bag. There's something inside for you to keep.
Thank you very much. Well, there's lots to do.
Lots to do.
You must be very busy.
Very busy. And I'll pick us up some other day when I come back, and I'll stay that day. All righty?
Very good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Well, he's given us an assignment. Show this tape and read this, and then open this afterwards. All right. How people make wooden yo-yos. Let's watch it together. How people make wooden yo-yos. When people make wooden yo-yos, they start with long pieces of wood. This wood is being made into yo-yos that look like flowers. So the man puts it through this machine that shapes the edges to look like the petals of a flower. Then he takes those long pieces of wood over to this woman who puts each one in this machine, which slices them into pieces that will become the sides of the yo-yo. The machine cuts the wood into just the right size, and she has to work very carefully. And this man uses a drill to make a hole in the middle of the yo-yo piece. The hole doesn't go all the way through the wood. You see, it goes just that far, not through the other side. He needs to wear special glasses to protect his eyes. This person takes the yo-yo parts to the painting area where each one is going to be painted yellow. And this woman attaches the yo-yo parts to pegs, and they travel on to the painting machine. As the parts move and spin around, the sprayer paints them. Can you see the paint coming out of the sprayer? Each one gets spray painted. This woman checks to be sure that the painting is just right. The yo-yo parts keep moving around the machine in a circle as the paint dries. And after they've gone all the way around, the same woman takes the dried yo-yo parts off the machine and puts them on a tray. Looks like cookies. And next, this woman fits a peg into the center hole. It's called an axle. The axle is what holds the string, and it also holds the two sides of the yo-yo together. It's time to add the string. And the thin, pointed piece of metal helps this woman to make a circle out of the string, and then she loops it over the axle. Now this woman takes the piece with the axle and the string and presses the top piece of the yo-yo on it. See how that works? And finally, this person winds the string around the axle, and the yo-yo is ready for people to enjoy. And that's how people make wooden yo-yos. Isn't that interesting? So many people to make such a little thing as a wooden yo-yo. Oh, now we can take a look at what Mr. McFeely brought in the bag. What do you suppose might be in here? Just what we've seen the people make. Isn't that nice? I wonder if I could do any better with this one than my other one. Nope. So, it's not the yo-yo, it's the practice. As Marlon... Maybe that it is. Marlon.
Hi, Fred.
Did you find him?
Yes. He really yo-yos well, too.
Oh, good.
Fred, this is Evan Minnick.
Glad to meet you, Evan.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Evan.
Mr. Rogers.
I'd like to see what you can do with the yo-yo. I'm told that you do good things with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Can I see what you do?
Sure. This is called Fly to the Moon.
Fly to the Moon? Oh, my. Isn't that wonderful? You just go like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you ever get started doing the yo-yo?
Well, my friend, he just played yo-yo in school.
Uh-huh.
So I just started playing with him.
So you have lots of friends who like to yo-yo together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I want you to know that that I have tried, and let me show you with this one, if I can get
the
string.
And Evan knows I've tried, too. He's still teaching me.
Yeah, is he?
Yes, he is. He's a good teacher.
Well, I wonder if... it's the string. How long is the string supposed to be?
It's up to your waist.
From your waist to the ground? Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe you should actually do it.
Well, I'm just now learning. Okay, Evan, help me out again.
It should be on your middle finger.
On my middle finger, that's where. Sometimes I forget.
So it's this finger, not this finger.
Is that right?
Yep.
Seems like it's a little twisted.
Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Make a muscle.
Is it tight enough?
Yeah.
You say make a muscle.
Make a muscle. When you bring your hand down here, you snap your wrist and let go. Okay?
Hear what he's saying?
Yeah. Snap your wrist and let go. Good for you, Marlon.
Come back up. I'm trying.
It did come back up.
Getting better, Evan?
Yes, very.
Okay. Show him something else.
Okay, this is called yo.
What's it called?
Yo.
Yo.
There's
oh,
a y.
Look.
A Y and an O. And I've heard that there are people who can make it look like you're rocking a baby. Can you do that one?
You can do that.
Can? Oh, is that great? Oh, I like that. What's another of your favorites?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. What's on its
look
side?
Look at that, yes. Look how it spins.
That's really beautiful. Have you always liked to do the yo-yo?
Yes.
He's really good. He works so hard at it, too.
Oh, I can imagine. Maybe you'd like to try this one as well, would you?
Yeah.
I'll roll it up for you.
Thank you.
And it's a matter of getting your finger right in the right place, isn't it? Can you get it in there?
Yep.
Okay.
See, he knows what he's doing.
I'll say. Well, you teach some things and he teaches
That's
others.
Right.
Oh, look. Oh, he's doing two
right
together.
Hand and left hand. Oh, that's great.
That
you know,
is
we
wonderful.
Better get back.
Okay.
It's kind of running out of time.
You
Hope
off
you
to
enjoyed
school?
It.
Oh,
yes, we are.
Thanks so much, Marlon. You bring us the best
You're
people
welcome.
And the best things. So glad to meet you, Evan.
Yeah, glad to meet you, too.
I wish you well in all that you do.
Thank you.
Can he
Bless
keep this one?
That's for you, sure,
Is
if you'd
it?
Like to have it.
Thank you.
Consider it from Mr. McFeely to you. See
oh,
you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Marlon.
Bye.
Isn't that something? Go like this and like that. And a lot of practice. Everybody has different talents. Some may seem very big, like Evans, you know, doing the yo-yos all over the place. And others, like Daniel's disappearing trick in the neighborhood of make-believe, remember? He said, close your eyes. And then he went away. And then he told people to open their eyes. And then he came back. Pretty much like hide and seek, isn't it? Do you ever play hide and seek or peekaboo? Well, you know, some talents are little, some talents are big, but the most important thing is that everybody's talent is important. It gives me such a good feeling to think that you're using whatever talents you have to help other people. That's what really matters. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
John A.